Without going through all the details of the Sheikh Rambam, directed to the Ramban, I mentioned the possibility that the reason why Yontif doesn't count as such is because the Yontif power is somehow used up canceling the Shiva, and it can't work again to count for anything beyond that. And that's what on Rosh Hashanah we said that if Rosh Hashanah cancels the Shiva, it's 23 more days. And the Rosh Hashanah counts as zero. It doesn't count even for a day. Now, it's not even a 2 days counts as zero. So Avraham has to cancel. What about Shavuot? Shavuot, if the Shiva cancels out the Shiva, and yet, at the same time, the same Yontif of Shavuot counts, not only does it count for 1 day, it counts even for 7 days. You see that it can work in two capacities. So I responded as follows. Shavuot wears two hats. Shavuot is a Yontif, and Shavuot is a Regem. And they're two separate things. Going on, they're two dinamish. As the Brit Kerov would say, the dinim chalukim. What is chalukim? Yontif, Naktov, Shiva. Even including Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. So it's not a Regem. Regem, but it doesn't count for 7 days, Rosh Hashanah does not count for 7 days. Regel counts for 7 days, does not count for anything. That's, for example, Shmiyat said. Counts for 7 days, it does not go up anything. Because regular, the two different dinim, dinim chalukim. Oh, so the Shavuot wears both hats. The Shavuot, the Yontif power knocks off the Shiva, and the regular power counts for 7 days. Whereas Rosh Hashanah or Yom Kippur, we only Yontif, not a regular. So since the power is used up, as I explained, in order to knock off the Shiva, counts for 0 days, so it's close. Nikvar, but regular, where it doesn't, doesn't knock anything off. So those remaining days in regular until the Yontif is over can count the days of Shloshim in that kind of a case. I've kind of left over from yesterday's year. I've also said I want to shift today into high gear so that you see the brand new amount of crime is growing. Hashem, thanks to Mark and the high technology and the fax and the computer and the Cohen and everything came together. We're going to try to discuss some of these important issues. Of Havra and Hesp and Kriya in the remaining few days. So let's go. So that's Chav Zayin of the days. The Gemara talks about the need of Sudas Havra. Says the Gemara, Avol Yom Rishon, also Lecha Lecha Mishalom, Shenemar Lecha Manoshim Losofa. Okay? That's the first Gemara. What does it mean, Yom Rishon? So the Russian Simon Pei texts don't take the word Yom Rishon literally. Yom Rishon really means Suda Rishon. With President Mr. Shas, President Mr. Shas, not a Mesechus Sochem of all places. Mesechus Sochem says, the Yom Tov Rishon. Behind it, the Suda Rishon, Shalalat Sochem. There's a distinction between what you need, you know, the Mitzvah Chiyuvis of Berach Tov Lumat. It's only the first night, not the first day. So you find that the word Yom Tov Rishon means the first night. Here, to Suda Rishon means only, excuse me, Yom Rishon means only the first. Suda. So writes the Rosh and Simon Pei Tes. Take a look here in Tosis. Yom Rishon Asa Lechol Mishalo. Pirashi Lamala. Afila Ochol Kama Pavim. Bosa Yom. So Lo Patan is Suda Rishon. The person's arguing with the Rosh says no. It says Yom Rishon means the whole Yom Rishon. Lamala is enough cup. On the ready end on the Mamma Thomas from last time. Top of that cup. That's Quest Machlech number one. I'll go through a whole series of machlokes in Havra and try to give a few reasons, see how they add up. Next, Lecha Manasha. What does Lecha Manasha mean? So the Aruch HaShulchan suggests in Simon Shin Ayin Ches that Lecha Manasha should be taken in. It's just based Lecha. It's only Lecha. Bread, Lecha. And the others disagree and say no. It applies to everything. It applies to everything. As a matter of fact, the Aruch HaShulchan seems to bring some kind of a raya because they say they only give him lechem u'beitzim. They give him bread and eggs. That's the kind of raya for kev. What about the eggs? Let him eat his own eggs. The Aruch HaShulchan is right. Only says lechem. Let him eat his own eggs. What they give him eggs for? So that question we can answer. The eggs is a special din. I answered it through the tour. But eggs, either beitzim or adashim, or the babavastra, are the appropriate food for Havra. They both share a common criterion, ein lo peh. You know, they're circular, there's no opening. But Adashim is not, Adashim is mamash a circle. Egg, as we know, is an egg shape, not a circle. And then it was Gagal Achot and all of them. People born, they die, etc., etc. That's why Adashim would have that extra point, which Beit Din don't have. It's all Gemara Mepurish Rav Asher, which is quoted by the Torah. So you say, because I have to teach the lesson, I have to give him the egg. For that reason. But anything else besides the bread and the egg, he can have him to have his own. He likes ice cream, like his own ice cream. He likes, who knows what he likes, whatever he wants. Fruit, vegetables, you have his own. So writes the Aruch HaShulchan. And others disagree. You have to give him the whole thing. Okay? The different source, again, quote others who argue the Aruch HaShulchan. But again, Machlokes number two. Now, next Machlokes, number three. The Rosh, Simon Peites, quotes from the Yerushalmi. What happens if his neighbor's given nothing? They give nothing. Mamish, bad neighbor. Shochet ra. So Yerushalmi says, Tavo me'eiro l'shenim, Shetrichu la'ofa lecho mishalom. Ooh, lecho mishalom? So you see from this Rosh, Pashto, if no one is magre, then look at the stuff. It says, Oval also lecho mishalom, l'oshne gamar, because his neighbor is required to give it to him. But if they don't give it to him, he's allowed to eat. That's the Taz passes this way in Sivkot Nalas. Shinai and Chesed Chod Nalas. Once again, the Divrei Sof says to those who argue. That's Machlokas number three. Okay? Machlokas Tosis is the Rosh. Machlokas Aruch HaShulchan and those who argue. Machlokas the Taz and those who argue. Now, Machlokas number four. Here in the Hazal Tashri, in this Rosh, it says, Ein Menichin et Ha'ovel is Anos Yom Rishon. El Machil and Lamashin also Afilu B'Shanat Rosh Hashanah. He can't, whichever one fasts, he's not allowed to fast. An oval is not permitted to fast. So writes the Agos Oshri. The Ramban writes the Feirish, not that way. The Feirish, not that way. Where'd he get it from? His shot in the Yerushalmi. His shot is correct, but not so clear. The Ramban on the page, Reish Hey, he quotes at the very top of the page. He quotes the Yerushalmi, which is about talking about Rav Zeira. What did Rav Zeira do? Rav Zeira, Midmach Pokid, Umalo the Kavlin, Alai Yoma Dain, Achila, Ulamacha Bididet. What does that mean? The right he quotes in the bottom. Shinifter, Siva Kona Mosul, the Talmud of Vamalot, the Kabbalah, the Lai Avraz, Zu Shalavel Ayom. The Shalalekal also Ayom Klum. He told us, anyway, when I die, you fast that day. Zebedach, you're out of fast. So that's the Ramban. Raya Brewer, no? Well, the same Moshe, not even Shalom, he says that it's quoted here, I think on the bottom. Same Moshe, Piu Shabel Fanacher, Shabel Zal quotes it, I looked it up. No, only by Talmidim, because it's not a child, it's not a relative. He wanted to show a difference. Only he can do this, but normally he can't do this. But it's not the right rule from the Yerushalmi to the position of the Ramban. That's what the Hagos Oshri would presumably say about the Yerushalmi. Machlokas number four. You have to four machlokas in Hilchos Avraham. Okay? Machlokas number five. What happens in the following case? Never someone dies in Yontif. Halamai, what happens in that kind of a case? What do you do? So you take a look in the Mordechai. Simin, tough, pay. Again, all from the Amazon. Tough, pay. What do you do if someone passes away on Halamai? What do you do about the Havro? Okay, here it is. Page 40. Tough, pay.
Yom Tov is over. The Machlokas number five. We have Shok, Machlok. We have five separate Machlokas by Havra. They're both sides. Now with these five Machlokas, I'm going to give you three reasons for Havra, and I can make your own chart. You figure it out. What the dish should be in all these five cases. What are the reasons for Havra? So the official reason we've shown them for Havra, there are two. If you open up the tour, you see one is Mashma in the tour itself, and one is Mashma in the Beis Yosef from Rabbeinu Yeruchim. In Simon Shinai and Ches, the tour in discussing the particulars of the Havra uses an important expression, which is critical, which is, Mokam Shinagru Lahavros What's the key word here? Menachemin. That is part of Nichum Avela. The guy's never coming up, coming from back from a cemetery. He's down and out. You want to console him? Give him food. Of course, that we know. They say, go him drink and give him eat. That's it. So give him something to eat. Sometimes you have to give him something to drink too. We'll get to that. I'll show you an interesting quote about drinking too. We'll leave that out now for the moment. So you give him some bread and some eggs, and you give him whatever. You think what he likes. He likes soup. He likes, maybe he likes meat. Maybe he wants whatever. You know, people know what he likes. And they give him what he eats. Then the Nichum Avel. That too. So on this very, on this Yud, Rabbeinu Yerucham is a different shot. Quoted from the Rosh, who was his Rebbe. What does it mean? Listen to the shot. Your Avel Doeg V'Nenach HaMeto V'Nechoshish Lecho Ki Ritzono L'mus Hu Gamke. The psychological thing. I want to jump. You ever see you want to jump at this? I saw one. Well, the distraught relative said, I want to go in to the cops. I want to exchange with you. Unfortunately, the exchange don't work. But hysterical relative. I want to die. I want to jump in. The person will not eat and will become injured. That's the reason for Avraham. Opposed to separate reasons. So that's the second reason. There's still two more reasons. So there are four reasons altogether. The third reason is given by the Sefer Shevet Yehuda, as quoted by the different Sofrim. He's afraid of drunkenness. Okay, so people think, well, what's a wake, Rabbi Sayyid? Isn't that what the Goyim, they drink their heads off? Isn't that a wake, like Goyim? Yeah, but it's not drunk the body. Don't they just drink until they're in a drunken stupor? Is that the minute by then? Yes, who knows? Nobody knows. No one even knows yet, but Hashem. Okay. But I think But they're part of it. They just drink it together. They're drunk. They just drink. So we're afraid that I'm chashma by the Yidden. But to stop it, they say, listen, your food, you can't eat anything of your own. We'll bring the food. So we control it. We'll come to the house. So that way, you prevent drunkenness. Let's say the same as Shevet Yehuda. Okay, but limited. Limited. To get drunk, really, it's hard to get drunk on wine, everybody says. Ever knows, the ones who are going drunk, they don't waste the time with wine. They go to schnapps, vodka. Reason number four is part of Avelis. Part of the Avelis process is this idea of Havroth. That's how the Chazal Kuchoven, the Avelis begins, and come home, and the Avelis begins with the Sudas Havroth. Now let's go back to the four, five views that we had and just analyze ourselves. What does it should be according to the various reasons? Okay, let's figure it out. So now let's go back to the original Machlok. The Taz, said, "Don't give you food; you're allowed to eat." So that should be okay according to the reason of Rabbeinu Yerucham, should certainly be okay. Even according to the Levush is the Menachem. No one came to Menachem, he's gotta take care of myself, it should also be okay. According to the Shevet Yehuda, that your favorite drunk of it should be, it's not okay. They said you can't eat. And in fact he asked it. This is what she told us though. You can't do it. I'm not sure about it, it would be according to the fourth reason of Avelis. The fourth reason of Avelis is really the Tosis that says that there's no Havra Abiyotis, there's no Avelis. That's the source of the fourth reason. I'm not sure what they say about this dispute. Next, what about the shadow of the Hagos Ashri? Whether you're allowed to fast if you want. What should it then be? Mitzvah. Quote Rabbi Yerucham, Hagos Ashri is right. The whole point of Hagos is he shouldn't kill himself by starving himself. So we don't want to fast. According to the Shevet Yehuda, better not eat anything. Won't get drunk, do nothing. And according to the Levush, it should also, he wants to pass up on the Nichum Avelim. That's his right. Pashas should be the same thing. Let's go on. Is the machloikas between the Rosh and Tosfos? Is it the first meal or is it the first day? Right? So what should it then be? According to Rabbeinu Yerucham, who quotes his verse from the Rosh, guess who's right? The Rosh. Right, you're afraid you're going to starve. So the point is,
that we say we're going to give him, we're going to give him food. Right? So give him food. You give him, as long as the first meal is given, he's not going to starve anymore. Ah, you have to have 3 meals a day. Come in. So they said the ikur is the first meal. That's the Russian effect that will be called l'shita so. According to the other svaras of the Levush, the Chamavelim, the Shev Yehuda, getting drunk, I'm not sure what she was right. It can go the Chorah either way. Either way. According to Tosfos, the Tosfos on the Avchav, let's take a look on the Avchav. That's what they call here in Chavad, they call back L'el Pirashti. It's an Avchav from an Alam. Because it says, they say, Ein Osen Avroa Beregel, why hold the Lek Avelis? You see, Tosfos depends upon Avelis. That being the case, it's more Mistaber, that the whole first day is included, as they say at the end. He reached the Kaman, call your mission on Salech HaMishalom. Why? It says the omission. It doesn't say Suda Rishon. But he'll love this by this. Because Achrisa Ki Yom Mar. And Ilkos HaVeilus, there's no difference between the first 2 hours and the remaining 3 hours of the day after the Kvura. So with the day of HaVeilus, it's the height of HaVeilus, the first day, the Chorah should be also the entire first day of Lech HaMishalom. Okay. But the Aruch HaShulchan and those about bread or other things, so I would say for sure, according to the Sheva Yehuda, everything is awesome. That's the whole point. You give bread, it'll go to his wine cluster, his beer cluster, his schnapps cluster. That's clear. But the other Mepharshim, the Levush, or Rabbi Yerucham, I'm not sure who's right. I don't know. I'm not sure. It's interesting, the tourists of Gimel thought he said Misvara. He thought, that's what he says. L'chayra nireh, Shemein ha'ochel kol oso yom, this has this for a chumrah that it depends upon Suda Rishon, even if it's not Yom Rishon. Wow. If you spend the first day because you don't want to have any havra, that won't help. Comes the nightfall, the new day, you still can't have your own because he takes the word Suda Rishon literally. That's what the Torah suggests with Svara. Although no one really holds that way, I don't think Lemaisa. The Pashas is that the Levush, and again, and Rabbeinu Yerucham will only apply on the first day, and Avelis also only the first day, and the Sheva Yehuda is only the first day of drunkenness. After the first day is over, we're not so worried anymore. So therefore, the whole din doesn't apply beyond day one. In Shulchan Aruch proper, in Shulchan Aruch itself, it says that when is there a din of it has to be someone else's food? Only the first meal on the first day. Against the Torah's start. Okay, so we went through these machlok. Then we had the Mordechai about the din of yomtiv. So what should emerge? Again, if it's a din of you're afraid of starving yourself, you should. It doesn't apply 5 days later. He had started avelus and the burial was the second day on. Now it's now seventh or eighth day. Shouldn't apply lechora. Shouldn't apply. According to the Levush, Nicham Avelim, it's not so clear, because Nicham Avelim, as pointed out, starts a little bit on Yantan. It doesn't really start so much after the other. So it's asking, you know, it's at the beginning of the Nicham Avelim process. And according to the Sheva Yehuda, he's already gotten over it 5 days later. Pashas is a different, the fourth Shita, always is a different what we call Avelim. According to Levush, we can also argue that the Ikin Nicham is after Yantan, remember, so there are Hashulchan, because Shiatiru is only Rishus. So we can argue. But of course, the problem is, but didn't they do Avra already on Yantan? Two Avras. These posts can say Avra is after Yantan begins, after Yantan ends, and the Avelis begins. Right? How does it say? Mishtasak with Rashi Avra b'moyin, ilacha moyin. Mishav Avra in Yisrael Rabim. Wait a second, I said, Lefurish and Mishnah. Chavdal and Abay. What does it say? Ain Korin, Lo Kosiv, Ain Marvin, Elekrovim, Shomais. And what is the Mishnah going on? What Mesechs are we learning, gentlemen? You forget. What Mesechs are we learning? Moed Kosiv, Pash Gong Chalamai. What's going on over here? Oh, you take a look on the Rush. I'm very sorry. In line 2, there's a Taiwan Stank Mark, but this is my because I made a mistake. I didn't correct it. Line 2, instead of Chavdes, everyone picked up right away. I don't know what Chavdes says, but it's supposed to be Nuntes. I'm sorry for that error. Simon Nuntes. And there it says, interesting thing. Rav Meir Zalmi Eren Tai. Because of the Ein Osim Avra B'Chol HaMoed. He quotes
a Yerushalmi. And he doesn't like it, the Rosh doesn't like it. Why? Because after all, Pashtus is a Moyes, Pashtus. Shaman Avroh, Shariah B'chol HaMoyes. So those who have to be dochek themselves in the Mishnah, we'll get to the story of Kriya. That they're dochek, although the Mishnah is Beth HaMoyes Kotten, it's not going on Chol HaMoyes, or the Yom Kol. Mm-hmm. But that's after those who have to say, that's a Daz Yochit. That's Yochit. We pass him this Avroh on Chol HaMoyes, Sim itself Aleph, Ziv, Salad, and not afterwards. Shmua Krov, I couldn't find it. I couldn't find it, Lalach. This thing over here that he talks about, we saw before the suffix, by Shmua Krov. We saw the Mordechai. What's in Shmua Krov? I couldn't find it. I found it. We know in Simit Tov Beis and Gimel it says, you're potter from Avroh, but Shmua Rechoka. The Mamele can understand by the implication, you're chayim and Avroh, but Shmua Krov. But since it never says it's in the parish, how am I know what it is supposed to be if it's on Shabbos? Doesn't say it. The whole thing doesn't say prepares the Shulchan Aruch. It's only an implication. I have no clue. I would say the Svara, though, according to Levush, Nicham Avelim, it's Avraham of the Shabbos. According to Rabbi Rucham, the Shev, you don't say no. Because he got over it already on Shabbos, and you're not going to get drunk most of Shabbos already the next day. That's what I would say the Svara. And according to the Avelim, I don't know. Let's begin. It's unclear. Okay, about that. This takes care of Avraham. We now turn to part two of this first chelik of the Ma'amar Chomer, Birchas HaMozes. Take a look at the Mordechai. Tov, Tov, Kuf, Chof, Ches. Okay. It says the Gemara Brachas. Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam HaTov U'Meitiv. Yeah. They're afraid you're going to eat too much. You won't be able to eat the Teyov on Friday night. That's what it means. That's all it means. What do you do? Look in the article. Sitter, they printed with some shinuyim. Okay, this is it. There's all discussion about lokech v'mishpat. He said belochet. We're not going to go into that now. But what? Report to us over here. It says as follows. It says over here, Lomatino Asara, the requirement for a minion, the Birchas Rechava Bilvad. That's what they had in the Sefer Super Safchet, which they say in the street, in the town square. But Birchas Amazon of Avelim, to make this change in text, we need a minion. But Rabbeinu Meir says two lines in the bottom. How did you know? So from the Havamina, we get the Rod that a minion is required. Person Subat Aschet also suggests the same thing. Almost every other person disagrees. In the Shulchan Aruch, it's not that way. Shulchan Aruch talks about it in Simon Shin Ayin Hef, but this extra bracha. And over here, it doesn't say a word about a minion. And in Siv Dalas, for example, talks about if you're a Fiyachid or Begimel, but clearly there's no need for a minion whatsoever. The Bar Hashem and the Sari says, Mashlo Reisi Noagin, the host of Birchas Avelim, the Baracha Reviyat, says, some part of the Rea Tarsus of Subot of Ches, it should be Ches, not Hey, Reisha Mabez, that Birchas Avelim and Elabas Sora, and Shubot Maram. And then he adds, and custom of Beis Yosef, the B'Shem Ramban, the B'Shem Aram. That's something not true. That's not true. The Rambam and the Ramban never said it, and the Beis Yosef never meant to say that they said it. But nonetheless, it's pointed out by the Emet Zover, nonetheless, there's also a question for the Ram Sheet. I guess what he means is there's never a minion of Beis Yosef. Look, a minion of Beis Yosef is a rarity. That's why you never see it. So, Lamaisa, not so clear. The Mogan Avram is the famous. Again, Grove Foster. The Kuf paints that to Cotton Bay. The Mishnah Brewer, the Cotton Bob, it's not Machriya. Doesn't say who's right. Many people don't do it, but others do. I've been I know in my house, we did it. We had a Mizumin with the meals. We had Avelis, myself, and my brother, and my father's like Mizumin. So we did this. It's a special. What? The Vorach Menachem Avelis. You put that in like a
the opposite of Simcha Bemona. If you put that in there, there's a whole, you add it, something in. There's a whole bunch of it. We use the article, whatever they said. So we did. Yes.
No,
not in the doctor, no. We need a minion total.
And for the three of them?
For the one of them, two? You know, anything. One. We had three, I'm so happy. Pashto didn't think one is enough, what the Rovi showed them. Part of them, they changed it to the bench. Pashto. Okay. What about Shabbos? I asked the Ramban, who discussed this issue, what do you do on Shabbos with this bracha? May you or may you not make respect this bracha on Shabbos? So he quotes over here, from the Bahag, the bracha and bracha tavel on the Shabbos, meaning to have Yadvam Shabbatina. Yadvam Shabbatina Noe. That's the Bahag. Is Rabbi Yudoy says no? Ain't the bracha and bracha tavel on the Shabbos. Why? Well, the Rebbe Blasso, Basara, Lav Davar Shemitzino. Of course, the Rebbe Gash is the same. Therefore, you don't. Says Rabbi Vani Omer, the most logical point of all. Beirach B'yachad O'Bishlol Shavelim, B'varach Adem Shalom B'chol. Shemitzino. Ochlo Acher Nimo, U'berchu, Ein Omerim Kein. Kein, but Ika Acherim, Lav Tino. Doesn't that make so much sense, Rabban? It's so loud, Rabban Kashim. What's the other thing? The others are two extremes. It's always Sinna. It's always Farisya. I don't understand either of them. The Chabad passes like the Ramban here in Siv Dalit. And that's the Pashtas. The Pashtas. The Divine Sophia is based on the Rav Shlomo Kluger, who says, well, there could be a case where one person and another person was in his house, not an Ovel, but the Rebbe seems to be in the category of Ovel Peretz, even B'nai Beso in some cases. I thought not that way. We talk about Ovel Peretzka, because it's someone who's not from the household walks in. But the person that Ovel is to his wife, to his kids, that's also already considered to be Ovel Peretzka. Huh? Why not? Why not? Positive is not that way. I'll add in the Kuda. Why is it Mother Dach Kov? Kol Amis Abel Olov, Mis Abel Imo. So, by definition, if the husband is Abel, so is the wife, technically speaking, and the children, and the brothers, and the parents. So we don't know that was not a there, but technically speaking, yes. I'm not even further than that. I think it's a daughter-in-law or a father-in-law who's not been included in that Gemarkov. I think it would still be considered a sin. That's part of the household. That's what I thought. Shlomo Kluger, the people, in some cases, yes, yeah, sometimes no. Pasha, the whole household is considered a sin. That's what I saw. Okay, Rabbi Ophir, now we start the second topic of today, which is entitled Hespis Urishoyim. A very strange title. I wanted to make it brief, so we'll see what I mean. Let's go to the very bekitzer into some of the themes, the major themes of Hespis. So the Shulchan Aruch and Simon is called Shin Dalas Men, because they don't want to call it Shmat. They just changed around the digits. Shin Dalas Mem, the Mechaber says that Hesped has two basic purposes, functions. What are the two basic functions of the Hesped? Number one, what we call it a eulogy. What does that mean? Lahazkir Shivako, to say good things about the person who died. What else? Even before you get to that, Shiyarim Kolo Loma Olav Zvara Meshaber Mesalev Lahabat Zuchir. So the two aspects of the Hesped involved in the Mechaber. One, it's to get people to cry, and two, to say good things about the Nifter. Now the Taz, and this is called now, quote, a memra, Hamez Yodea v'shamea kiluso, k'mitoch ha'chalo, the kol shalom b'fano Yodea, ad yisra magolo. Some of the Shem is there, and he knows what's being said. What's the source? He calls the Yerushalmi, but at the bottom it says, Babli, Shabbos kuf nun bey, Amad bey. I was trying to find a few Shalmis. I looked in the new tour. They don't quote a source. When they don't quote a source, the new tour means it doesn't exist. That's the general rule. So they know because they have computers and they call it Torah Kula. I assume it's not a few Shalmis. It's a mistake. It should be a Babli. Now, it's a problem. I wish Dr. Moshe had this question. Dr. Moshe is this sort of, you know, halachas of the Shabbat. Well, the argument is hard to pass it up over here. But nonetheless, you have to know what to do. It's relevant to how we conduct ourselves. So Dr. Moshe asks the Kashin, Simon Shin, Dalad Mem, wait a minute, it's the cousin Alice, it's the Gemara Brachas, which says, call him the Safra Achar Ameis, Kim the Safra Achar Ha'Evin. the bad thing about it, someone who dies, I can say bad about a rock. The rock can't say about it. Once he dies, he doesn't care what you say about it. It's serious, two Gemara. One place he said, you know, talk about me and make people cry about me, because I'm going to be there somehow. And he's like a rock, doesn't know anything. That's the Dr. Moshe's kash. So it sounds like Dr. Moshe to cut off the machlekes. That's a Babli Yutet. This is the Babli Kuf Nun Beis. Look, it's a shtigla garetik. You know, it's not exactly a lach of suka. So it could be a different position from Chazal. In Brachas Kufa's discussion, Mason Yosin, Mason Adam Yosin, it's not so posh. You go to Russia, they always talk about, you know, not at this, your grandson's getting married, so the Neshama from Shemayim is dancing at the wedding. I mean, who said that's true? I mean, it sounds great, but is it really true? It's not so posh. It is true. It's not so clear. How are we going to know? How do we know it's true? Because now there seem to be different sources. In Brachas itself, some say Taka's true. Not only until the Kfuim and beyond, the Mason know what's going on. Now, could be, they know what's going on, but they don't care. Once they know them, someone calls you a bum, bothers you, right? Because, you know, you have a certain ego. Bum, what do you mean I'm a bum? But in the Shema Kedosh, it's a horror. What's going on? Look what it is. So it could be like this. Although Dr. Moshe sounds like it's a machlokes. This is a footnote from the bottom of the new Torah says something about the machlokes, a polski, machlokes, two members in the Gemara. The Shevet Yehuda is quoted by the Emek Zavah as follows. A person dies, he wants it to be a proper funeral. Talk to them. And he knows what's going on, and if it's an improper funeral, bothers him. So the Amorim says that, you know, make sure it's a good funeral. Make sure. Rabbi Shech, the Shalita, used to tell him like this, that when his father was like, you know, the rabbi in the Bronx, he was a big time of couple, his father, Melo Shech, was like a big groin. But he wasn't known as the greatest orator. So people would say like this, they would say, Rabbi Melo Shech, when they had a shadow when they were alive, they went right to Melo Shech. But when they said, they would tell him, I die, I want Rabbi X, Y, or Z, this world famous orator, to make a eulogy, you know. Yeah. So that's what he's alive. But what would he want now if he's dead? I don't know what he want to make the but he wants something. People want that there should be a Bakova Zigal Levaya. That, yes. But if someone says about a bad thing about a Mason private and no one is listening, well, they care. See, you and I would care. If it's behind the book, someone saying a bad thing about us, it bothers me. About the person already no longer alive. What's that? Stop proper heaven. What's astonishing? But the public thing, it should be done properly. Now, what's the burden? About the Gemara of the Temple of Sanhedrin, Yipaskin, Yaakov the Shichti, that's been both. That the Hesped is considered Kavanah Meis. Kavanah Meis. What is the Kavanah Meis? Two things, we said what they are. One, people should cry, and two, say good things about the Meis. Where's the source to say good things about the Meis? And that's the Pashas of the word Hesped, but if you didn't believe it, it's a Mesech of Smachas, it's called in the Beit Yosef, and the Rosh, so he has to see the Ma'am of Chaimus. That you can't exaggerate too much. So I mean, so if you look at Rosh Hashanah and Tev, you can't exaggerate too much, but the implication is, we'll see sort of a little exaggeration is permissible, we'll see later why. And that means that if there's certainly a non-exaggeration, a clear statement of the good things, good character traits about the person who passed away is extremely appropriate. It's extremely appropriate, it really should be. It should be done. That's the source, I mean, in the Chazal, for this idea of saying nice things about someone who passed away. Here in the quote by the Rosh, excuse me, in Simon Nuntes. Fine. Now, good. That's what it says. The idea of crying, where does that come from? A Gemara Brach. Agwe Davo. Agwe Desbeda Deluye. What does Deluye mean? To lift up. What means to lift up? The Rabban explains on page Pei. Yorim Kolo Laora Bechi. Gemara Beforsh and Shabbos Kuflun Gimel. Achem Li Desbeda Desbedoi. The Hosin Koimda. He said that I want to give a warm eulogy. Don't just give it cold stuff. I want to give a warm eulogy when I die, because I'm going to be there. You know, the Shema is going to be there, I know what's going on. And I want it to be warm, emotional. Rashi explains, Sheyivku, The Eshma Echtes Chaim. I'm warning you. You better get a warm. I'm going to be there. I'm expecting you to get a warm, just tearful eulogy. You better do it. The people should cry. They should just walk out, dry eyed. I don't want that. To the cover I made. Take a look over here back at Rashi. Look back at Rashi and accept the my cut. Yudalim and Beis. So we saw it from the very beginning. Yudalim and Beis. The Rashi says, but talks about ripping the garment of a cousin. Then they Akmas Nefesh, the last wide line on top. Sheyivku Aroim, the year of the Kvod Ameis. That if the people cry, that the cry, the tears themselves are considered a covered Ameis. The first Rashi, Yudalim and Beis. And the Rashi said the same expression, that Akmas Nefesh, Rashi uses in Brachas Avodah Mevayis, Lahorim Kol, Belashim Nehi, V'Akmas Nefesh, Yishmu HaShomim. Unfortunately, today, there are rabbis that get up there, and they preach all kinds of fancy eulogies, because everyone walks away with not a tear in his chest. This gentleman was a family man. And he was a member of our men's club. He never missed a breakfast in the last 30 years. And he took his son to the baseball game, Americana, but this is no tears are being shed. That's not right. It's not right. The shach, for example, is discussing the propriety of crying, of course, in a few gemaras. The habit of tear, kol amorei d'mor to let him kosher. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Sofo Nu Menichem Bebeis Genozo. That's pretty impressive. That's the Gemara on Shabbos. And in case now it started the month of Elul, we should never have any Levites this month, but as Chas Shalom there is, and someone cries, the Gemara says, I'm paying more cotton. Someone cries when the other kosher is nifter. What happened? Mokum lo, I'll call everyone also. The first Gemara, the beginning of Chafayim and Aleph. So here these rabbis, but they're preaching of preventing the chilas of avonos and then keeping the tears out of the Kadosh Baruch Hu's basic knowledge. That's not right. Look, you have to understand every rabbi has to know what he's talking about. The case is, every case is different. But at least in principle, that's what should be done. In the same very soft, I'm just going to say, Bekitza Nimrod, as he goes by Richas, about some of the themes of Hesped and some of the sources thereof. The Rabbeinu Bechaya, in End of Vayechi, by the Hesped of Yaakov Avinu, says in David HaMelech, Kina and Shaul, you see two things. The greatness of the mace, Hanav, Anim, Ahim, Bechayim, the Muslim, the Shorim, and Shorim, Kalav, Eris, Gaveiru, and you see how much it pains you, the loss. Sal Yalech, Achi Yonatan. The famous, what else? What happened to the person? We talk about how the person was sick and he suffered so much. Yes, Rabbeinu Bechaya said so. How do you know? But from later on in Shmuel, that's the Shmuel Bey's Paragalim. Shmuel Bey's Paragimel, Hakamos Novel Yovus Avner. The person died in a way which is not so appropriate, it's not right. Then if someone dies from cancer, it's sick to suffer for 3 years, so that should be brought up at the Hesped, as I stated in the Rabbeinu Bechaya. Finally, it's an interesting question. What was Hatova Shahoyselo Vinistalka Mimen? The goodness that he had never, he died, it was all lost. What's the source for this? The keynote in Perek in Yecheskel, Perek Lamazayan, on Tzor. Oh, Tzor, you were so great, you were Ruchlas Ha'amim, you were this tremendous, shipping state, and everyone, the whole Mediterranean was dependent upon you, and all your boat sank, and you lost all your money, and you lost all your power, Tavatarachi and Gadol, what does that mean? But if we believe in a person is nifter, he goes to a better place. Spoke about it on a Friday briefly. What's going on here? Well, that means that he's lost his ability in this world to be ma'abek kol shemayim. That's what it means. Otherwise, the question of the person dies, but he lost, but he's getting more than an olam and Gan Eden. So, the idea of crying is not the sentimentality, but the marashah writes in Ksuba, Tafayim Beis, that she thinks he's a tshuva. And he remembers, I'm crying because one day they're going to famous Gemara. The Aspid is Fidune. Now that they're crying, now they're eulogizing Reuben. And Shimon says, tomorrow it's going to be me. Or 10 years or 100 years it's going to be me. Gives him a hero of Tshuva. And Rabbeinu Bechaya says, you should remember all of the Kinyanim of Olam HaZeh going to disappear. All he's going to have is what he brings, that he prepares for Olam HaBo. And you
should feel the loss, the vacuum, the call you draw, this for a person is no longer in the world, can no longer bring kiddush Hashem, kiddush Hashem ba'olam, and can no longer do good things. Finally, I mentioned in the Tzivos, in his parish on Kohelet, Yud Beis, Perek Pasukei and beyond, called by the Divrei Sofrim, supposed to be Alshech. As a person, Adam Holech Lebeis Olamo, V'Sapzu Ola V'Shuk HaSofdim. In the marketplace, it's where the Sofdim, the eulogizers are going to eulogize him. Maybe Bashuk. So the Sivas quote from the Alshech, the person who dies dead is dead. The Hesped is primarily for the benefit of those who survive, the Shuk, people on the outside, they should hear. And what should they hear? That the timers of the world are nothing. There are three major timers. It says, thank you. I want to be against the Pesukim exactly, right? I know more or less, but let's read it more precisely. So in Kohelet, the it says, Ad Asher lo yerosei chevel ha-ketzer. So the Alshuch chevel is three. The Yaakov chevel nachloso. What does ketzer mean? Ksifo. Chevda. This is what comes close to Nashim. There are three big chevdas in the world. People have three desires, lusts in this world. What are the famous three? Everyone knows the famous two. Lusts. Money. Food. And women. These are the three lusts that people have in this world. And there are a few others, but these are the main three. So that's what kind of puzzle goes on. The Sarut Gulas Hazov. What does that mean? That means you realize in a person's eyes, money wants to, you can't take it with you. You can't take it with you. So all the money's going to go. V'tishover kad al ha-mavua. So what the kad means is stomach, the mavua means the pen. That means after 3 days, this got kreso, v'nishba pirsho. So what do you want to eat? So it's garnished. That time is going to come disappear completely. And finally, the noro tagalgal el habor. What does that mean? Noro means from Russian Ritzo, he says. Quick. Zima quickens death. People lust for women, they overindulge. It tastes the death. We see it ourselves. Don't go into it now. But, so these three types are going to all become nothing when the person dies. We should get away from them now and do business with Matzah Tov. Fine. Let's turn to the rush now in Simon Samach Gimel. I made reference to earlier. Simon Samach Gimel. In the rush. Strange dispensation of exaggeration. Strange. Let's say, Ober Rabosi, Ein Mosifin B'tchila, Aber Mosifin Al Iker. Kloma, Ein Masbidin B'Kovad Mishen Aroar L'Kat B'Shat Ha'espid, Aber Moi Aroar L'Kvod Mu'at, Mosifin Miksas Al Dover Tov Shenim Sebo. Not, but if you do too much, look at this, one broken. Kishem Shem Nefram and Amesim, Kach Nefram and Asapadonim. Both. Me'ol Nachrayim. Terrible. Why? The Russians, the Maskeret Avon, they say this guy was a Hinushat. He never opened the Gemara in his whole life. So the Bezer Shema, I said, what? Hinushat? He never opened it, he never cracked the Sefer. Bang. So the Shema gets petched. And the guy who made up the story, he also gets petched. And I said, everyone's ashamed. Yeah, of course. Petched. Everyone gets petched. But his perpetrator is lying. The Chenis is Zorim and the Hafnik with Tosef and Shevach and Kovim. Well, see, in the Ak, Al Kavida and Vida and Tova, first of all. Check the Taz. A little lie is okay. A big lie, no. But a little lie is okay. Well, what kind of business is this? Well, it was just a big lie and a little lie. The Taz is Kash. The Taz is Kash. Shindal Nes is caught now. It's an interesting answer. He said, look, a person doesn't miss. If he'd had the opportunity to do a little more, he would have done a little more. It just never happened. It's a kind of a machshava tova, kind of shmorcha messiah for the mice. It's a, you know, he did this, and didn't quite do that much, but a little bit less. But had he had an opportunity, undoubtedly would have done that extra, you know, gone that extra mile to do the extra thing. That's how the Taz explains it, as if he did it. The Ramban, page Tevei, gives a very important semantical answer. Someone told me that they were getting a letter from the Rosh Hashiva, a recommendation. The Rosh Hashiva asked, should I write a sluggish? Should I write exaggeration? Then he said, you know, if I don't write exaggeration, they'll think he's an Amoris, because everyone writes exaggeration. So this Rosh Hashiva was Mechavan to the Ramban. So, Mechavan to the Ramban. The Ramban writes in analyzing this halacha, the Ramban says,
that the reason you can exaggerate is, quote, one second. One second. Explains why. Nope. Can't find it right now. The expression is found in the Ramban. Oh, here it is. And the Meshavchin also the Tichvodo, the Yosef Miken Kizderach HaMeshavchin. Semantic. Harav Hagon. Today, everyone's a Gon. Hagon Habiti. So by tomorrow, everyone will be a Gon Habiti. You have to keep adding more. It's inflation. Title inflation. So the Mela, that's words are only words. Semantics. Okay? It's a slight exaggeration. That's how people talk. That's how the Ramban understands. And the very soft mikos, the shinda mikubetis, super tough design, the olam, te adana, shal adam, the rabbits, and abriyas. You say things as nice, even though it's not really true. Ministerach eres, the harbus, achma vareyas, kalanova chasuda, think more than ugly, kalanova chasuda. But you gotta, just understood. It's part of semantics. So if the person was alive, you say it. So if you don't say when he's dead, it'd be a bizarre, it's not considered a lie. That's semantics. People talk a little exaggeration. That's the second paragraph, the Ramban. The third is the Bach. The Bach says, what if a person says, I don't want any space? No space. Shulchan Aruch talks about this, very important to Shulchan Aruch. People have been known to give such stavos. No espedim. Shulchan Aruch says, Shem and Shin Dal Mem Siv Yud. Mishat Tima Shal Yaspidu. Shalom Lo. You listen to it. Why? Why? The Gemara is in the Sechta Sanhedrin. It's Shaila. The Gemara says, is it allowed or not? Yes. Why? Because it's only a matter of Kavod HaMeit. Yakod HaShichti. And he says, I don't want. And the Orchaner, the Edmund Vav, says, Sanhedrin, you're not allowed to get there. You're not allowed to. Why? Mitzvah L'Kayim Devar HaMeit. And he has good reason to avoid answering. One of two reasons. Either he's afraid they'll say exaggerations and he'll get petch. I mean, more than exaggerations. They'll say, he knew Shas. He knows Shas. He knows full well. There's not going to be petch in Shemayim. They're from him in Amazon. Or, the Gemara, the answer is not Mem Zayim and Aleph. Someone who is not Shalom Nisbet Kalach is a kapar for me. What? He needs a kapar. So he has the right to ask for it. You have no right to go against his will. No right to the Yoruch Hanim. Here's the following Valdiger, Dake Moshe. Shin Dalit Mem, Shin Kotten Dalit. Listen carefully. Truth Mari Vile. Isha Shet Simpson of Nosel, Shvolisa Sarbo, Al Rosham, Kedera Abelo, Hadat Machrad, Sabonat, Kaimu Masha Tipsa, Midi the Havia, Misha Tivis, Layaspidu, Vokanami, the Akash Loshim, Yom, my name is the Kodesh, Yako the Shifu, the Shomanlo, Abotol Shloshim, Kayam, the Ashar Mason, not even the Adalim Aleem, but the Machina Akro. So it's barely equal to Skyri the Shifu, so Avadai Avail is Gufa and Yehola Limko, Yim Kei Bitaz Din Avail, end quote from the Dark Moshe from the Mari Vail, in Tim Kotten Dao, Tim Shin Dao. That's what it says. What does that mean? So first of all, Rabbi Kivagas is over here, who cares? He gives you a quotation. He says, last, the last line, who cares? The Mavaka, if you boot over the Jagav, the Echo, the Tiva, Shlo, the Tava, who cares? And so be bottled, be bottled. This is what we call Yach Roy, has to be available to every case, so be bottled. That's not the reason. So what is the reason? All right, look, Rabbi Kivagas, look, I'm sorry, it's the next page here, page 348. Ukamar Vela, she's based Kodesh. The Modem Ariv, the Pashtun, the Shom, the Tava also. That's not it. So what? That Mavaka is a. Says, who cares if they'll be bought? What's the real reason? The real reason is maybe it's Yikud the Chaye. And Yikud the Chaye, even though the Ovos says no thank you, we have to keep it. Oh, let's read again. Rabbo says today, for sure, there's a Shulchan Aruch for every person in the room. Okay, everyone open up a Shulchan Aruch. All right, and look inside of a Kivagas. The lengthy piece, I want you to see inside. Okay.
Halavadi katimas of the day, Machmas, they cost of Avera to you for the Chayat of Mashiach. The Yos, she came, Tomeani, the Dovda Machlokas Rebel Senu, the Bidin Ma'abed Asmolada, suicide, East of Right Taylor Rabosi, Peri Peri Bays, the culture, Kvoda Chayim, it's Askebo. Culture, Kvoda Chayim, it's Askebo. Zed Asa Ramba, Aim it's Abelola, I can't the Mishnah Shah, I'm old Avera to Kvoda Mesimu. Black. Umashmol Saramba. Def Avelis Yom Rishon do the right so that Saramba. Gam can I mean in Tama Mishnekro. Mishnekro I made for the Torah here. He doesn't get Kasha. You know, we pass on the Shin and Tama the Kro. What's the answer both sides? Nu, Gan. What's the answer? He doesn't get Kasha. How can you omit Avelis day one if he's passed on the Shin and Tama the Kro? I gave this answer on many other occasions, different examples. It's not a Kro. It's Russia. Darshina Tama the Drusha. Well, where's the Pasuk of Avelis Mishnah? We have to scratch our heads. Lo Yitama. Wow. Kal Tichana Sayyar. They're only Drushas. Whenever it's a Drusha only, you could follow the Tama the Drusha, even if it's not committed for the right. To give other examples. What were you saying? Go to the right. Two different talk about Tzilm Chalamay. It's going to be to avoid the fight. Or like we talk about Melechem Chalamay. We talk about eating Erev Yom Kippur. We have many different things, but the only drushes, the time doesn't apply, so then it in, might not apply. Fine. This is what we see over here in the Rebbe Kivega. After the Ramban, after the bracket, Torah Toda, the Mesavim Alav, the Kvod HaChayimu, right, the Huda Tzeka, the Rav Vosso. The came, the Matah Paskin, the Peshitas, the Rejtim, and Shinnam, hey, because the Ramban, the Mahabat, the Ladat, the Mesavim Alav, or the camel and the pshitas the avelas have called amazing. All the spake along the avelas are kofonim. The nifsim the mitzvah shlo zabal mihan. The tava shlo zabal mahani. Well, the hamel are amol ahad the tibir ha-harib the dina. The mayor is in a kasha. Tzorach hiyan the dina. Kivega. Not stop. Here's a question. How can the mechav the rabbi suppose this stop? That you say you command someone not to do avelas, you don't listen to him and shloshim. What do you mean? We pass in that from the Sifim Avalat Muladat that Avelis is Kvod Ha Mesim. Right? And therefore, the Tavor, not to Avelis, should work. That's the Kasha of the Hailing and Goyen of the Kivag. Mayor the Kakasha. So the Rezov goes to Lavush, which is Pshat and Ramah is different. Namely, that Shiv and Shloshim is a mitzvah de Rabbanon. Lav v'didei talya milsim. What does that mean? Why not? What is lav v'didei talya milsim? Why not v'didei talya milsim? So the Bir Halacha, the very soul is a challenge. He said, it's not Yaakov the Chaye, and it's not Yaakov the Shechmi. Neither nor. What is it? Takonas Chazal. Kacha. Takonas Chazal. No. What about Mama Asma Lazar? Well, that's the difference in Bir Halacha there. That the machlokes, what's the reason that the Chazal of Koveya is mitzvah of Avelis? And if they were Koveya, which would be for the Shechmi, they never would attack him in the first place by Ma'abed Asmo Lidas. A little bit shvela. No, what is he saying? If it applies all the time, so we'll let it apply all the time. Okay, we'll come to it. Oh, I the Mariv is a beautiful verse. I read you the lunch of the Mariv. Read it again. Dr. Moshe. What happened? What's talking about? There was a custom. Lisa Sarbol al Rosham Kederach Avelis. That's the kind of custom. They would take a certain garment they wouldn't wear. They would wear for Avelis, whatever it may be. It's not a din. It's not one of the 11 dinim of Avelis or the 5 of Shloshim. Right? What's this all about? No? What's it all about? Terrence says it's only a minig. Some kind of minig existed in Marie Vile's town. Oh, it's only a minig. And the minig is covered on mace. The mace says, no, thank you. So then you don't do it. But if it's a din, suggests the divrei sofrim, you have to always keep it. The implication is not only have to keep it if it's shiva shloshim, but perhaps even what? Even what? Even use base clothes. Because the case of the Mariv is not a straight Avelos Kedir Bechodesh. It's a funny custom which they introduced to cover the mace. But maybe suggests the Beis Sofrim, maybe the din of the Beis Kodesh is to keep no matter what. No matter what. The din is a din is a din. Perhaps not so clear, but maybe it's so. Maybe it's so. The Shach is like Ezra Ferris. The Shach has to see here in Siv Cotton's head. Shach says, Avziva av aim shall dinag behem yud beis kodesh, kevin en oshayach the sharmetzin of the kodesh kibud av aim, mitzvah lekayim divrein, marid. That's not quite what he says. He didn't think of wiping out your base code as regards to the 5 Yisurim of Chasanis and, you know, whatever other Yisurim exists. No. This is terrible business. I have to keep it up, eh? Remember, Rabbi Shechter Shalita once told us about this. He thinks that, although keep it up, eh, is the reason why they introduced Avelis in base code, but once they introduced it, called Avelis. That will keep it up. So he didn't want to talk about Moshe's tshuva. Moshe is a tshuva. If a husband tells his wife, I need you to come to the wedding. But the wife's an Avelis. She can come. Why? Because Kibud Avim does not apply. Rishus Baal Aleh. Rav Shechter thought he wasn't sure that's true. It's a din. The husband tells him not to violate a din. You can't tell a husband to violate a din. It's a little unclear whether Yud Beis Chosh Kibud Avim is just the basic reason for the halacha, but it's really Avelis? Oh, no. Those are just keep it out from per se, as such. It's not so clear from the Ma'ariv which way it goes. It's talking about a minute case. Oh. I think Rav Shechter Shalita in his Eretz HaTzvi, page Kuflam and Eitz Vav, used a slightly different language than the Divrei Sofer, different Ivra. He said that there are different kinds of the Rabbanon. Most Rabbanon, although there's certainly a reason for it, but the reason is not incorporated to the Xer itself. Background. But once the there was made, it's a kind of a low plug. Okay, they're right to think of. We talked about the Shina Tam of the Crow, with a few exceptions, it's the Bush for Crow. But the Rabbanis, most of the Rabbanis are low plug, and a few of them are dependent. So, the Chor, if that's correct, it's the case of low plug over here, it should apply in every single case, we're stuck with a slight little cash over here. What do you do by Rabbanis Atzmuladar? Why is it not available? Just tell me there's no Yikud Shachmi. So what? Yikud HaShachmi is only the Rabotai. It's only the reason why they introduced Avelis. Once introduced, should apply in every single case. Hello, Dabru. They want the following in. To say, just as though, that this Avelis in every single case is simply against a mission. Tov is our mission. Not kidding. Tov is our mission. Our mission is Sanhedrin. Haruge Bezdin, there is no Avelis. Push. A mission. Why? What's that? Why? So the Ketzer Mishnah there says, well, you have a drasha. L'nefesh lo yitama v'amos. Torah Kalanim says, it does not apply to some of the poresh midak etziv. I ask a kasha. We're talking about tumah. We're talking about avelim. What's the answer? Rambam says that avelim and tumah go together. Lo yitama. No tumah, no avelus. Why no tumah? There's the question. The amav. And the Rabbi has to agree to this Mishnah. Can I go to Mishnah? The Chorim Achloikas by Muhammad Asim Ladas is only a question of, it's a more technical question. But the suicide is the same level of not the amav as someone who's gone to the Porosh Midakeh Hatzibus. It's interesting when the Rabbi in the Jewish Mishnah in Sanhedrin explains it in Baruch Ebezim. Says, Ein kapara v'kfuroso. Of course, the Gemara said, Ein mem zayin amud beis. What does that mean? If you had a kapara, presumably it would be considered the amav posthumously. Now you have kapara when you're being buried, so now you're shunned back to the amav. So then we should already have full tumah and have full avelus in the work. Since there's no kapara until the Gemara has a discussion, so it's equal abuser, then it's too late, it's nischa, v'nischa yidach, the whole story is taken from Ein mem zayin. That's why there's no Avelis this kind of game. Interestingly, Rashi then says, no. Rashi, not from Zion of his base, Sanhedrin says, he really should have been Avelis. You know why? Rashi knows from this Rambam, Lo Yitamo, Tuma, Avelis, no connection at all. You can't say what it says, Ba'amah, by Tuma, should have Tzur Avelis. That's ridiculous, according to Rashi. It can't work at all. So what did Rashi explain, therefore? He explained, quote, Kidei Shetehei Bizyonon Kaporo Lehem. Apparently, he learned the Gemara Shanei Mem Zayin, a different verse, that since there's no Kaporo by the Kvura, you need more Bizyon in order to achieve a Kaporo. It's a Takanas Chazal. But I think, whether Rashi's right, or whether the Rambam is right, either way, it has nothing at all to do with the question of the Gemara about Yakwe the Shechvi and Yakwe the Chayim. It's a different verse. Yes? The Lecha Mishnah there. We could say like this. Really, Avelis is Kavod HaChayim. Nonetheless, there's no Avelis by Ma'av and Atzal Adas. You know why? There is a Kotov. Ba'amov. Ba'amov. Kaka there. It's a Pasuk. Finished. Okay, so I wanted to suggest. The both side, any questions? On the first now top, which is of great importance, halacha l'maisa. Take a look at the Mordechai, top, kuf yudkes. Please. Top, kuf yudkes. Gemara brachas. There's a mordecha like this. Ain omen b'fnei ha-meis, el ha-zvarav shel meis. Two l'shaynim. First l'shaynim. Lo nitzchel ha-divar ha-locha. V'kol shken mida di alma. Yikir di amri, lo nitzchel ha-divar ha-locha. Abo mida di alma less than bo. From one extreme to the other. By the way, and a look at the Gemara, I guess didn't get that far. The Lashonis and the Mordechai are the reverse of the way we have them in our text. It's important to keep in mind. Says the Mordechai, V'hoh da'at tvilin divar Torah, ha'inu davka tov salat amin. What's the Gemara in the third parak in Brochus? Okay? That's within salat amin. That's where the Easter applies, lo'ak l'rosh, etc. That's what he said. Avo mili di alma, I feel the top dollar amas is okay, according to one lashon. Well, this the kama also because also cheder shameis munachbo. What's the Mordechai saying, if I understand it correctly? That with the kama of divrei Torah, it's the dollar amas cut off. Mila d'alma is all or nothing. Either the whole room is usher, or it's what even in the house. The whole lustig of dollar amas plays no role when it comes to us. When it comes to Mila D'Alma. That's why I understand the Mordechai, right? That's Pashut Pshat. Good, everyone with me so far? That's the Gemara. Two L'shaynis, and the question of how he passed him L'Halach. Fine. However, the Rosh, brought by the Tur, says no. The Rosh, brought by the Tur, here in Simon Shin Dalet Mem. Six, Tes, Zion, and all of the Fermes of Brahm Shomate. What does that mean? Sorchek Furoso Vehesper. Avosar Koldover Osir, Bain with the Retoro, Bain with Mida the Alma, Vedata Tokar Bahamas, Avokusar Bahamas, Akol Sari. Rav Hai says, Avkutzah Bahamas, also the Divrei Torah. The fact is that the Torah misunderstood his father. When the Rosh said something, the Torah understood it came from Rav Hai, through the Rosh's own independent statement. But, either as it may, what's the bottom line over here in the Torah and the Rosh? So it's seen. What comes out? The Gemara, according to the Lishna Kama, which we pass like, Lishna Kama, which is the list of Basha of the Mordechai, Lishna Kama now, printed in our text. We pass him that Divrei Torah is more chomer than Mila D'Alma. Where? What? How? The Russian suggesting is like this. Within Dalai Amid, everything is up. The Retorah Mila D'Alma. Where is the greater Chumra? Beyond Dalai Amid. But the Retorah is Asur, and Mila D'Alma is Mutter. I thought the Russian to say, notice that the Dvarim Shomeis, according to the Torah, is Sarchek Furoso Vehetzbe.
Because according to the Sur, there exists an intermediate Alma. So there has to be a contrast. What's the contrast? Sarachia may say, though. The Rabban, when he quotes this din on page Pei Tes, he talks about the Rav Shomesh. He only discusses Rabosai. What does he mean? Halach. Halach. Hilchus has to go to the Mesa Kvuru. Why? Because the quality of Rabban needed the Amos Mutter. He wouldn't have the Amos. He didn't know that was Rosh. So the only Israel he passed is called the Alash Lishnakama. It's only the Great Torah. So therefore, the whole discussion of the contrast of Rav Shomesh and not Shomesh can only be in the world of Halacha. You can't go Hilchus Pesach. Near the base. But Hilchot Avelis, you may talk, so writes the Rambam. The Beis Yosef goes as far as to say that the Ibrei Torah, which is Natchal Ameis, is utter Chutzud Al Ramas. I have shot in the rush. Why? No law of the rush. Quote, Zire Kimis Yaish Mili Tafel B'meis. Looks like you're forgetting about it. You can imagine, Devil is a mate, and you're standing about 5 hours away, and it's all pilfered. Yeah, the place is this, and the Stevens is this. What are you doing? Someone says there's a dead body line, and what are you talking about? The Stevens now. I'm a more than 5 hours away. Come on. That's the guy. I thought the base guys understand. Oh. Now, it's interesting. Shulchan Aruch. Never mentioned Dalai Lama. Not found. Take a look. An Omen B'Tamez, page 348 again. An Omen B'Tamez, Elas Varam Shomez, to go Tzorche Kfuroso, the Hespez, Avol Shar Kol Dover Osir, Vani Mili B'Divrei Torah, Avol Mili B'Amol Esmantor. Oh, sounds like he's already in the Mordechai. And Mila Dama is all or nothing, it's Taka has to come up. And what about Divrei Torah? It's different. Divrei Torah is still even in the whole room. And Mila Dama is most even 1 foot away from him. That seems to be the Psak of the Mechaber. Never mentioned a single word about Dalit Amos. That's the Shach, he pointed out. She's cutting it out. Someone see, top line. Mashu Dasa Mechaber and the Divrei Torah are few as good to be Dalit Amos as Osir. Who Mila Dama? And to the self Dalit Amos, Shari. That's what it sounds like. What? The Beis Yosef suggested this chuck. It's kind of not surprising. Rabbi Yosef Karo and the Beis Yosef too. They took a suggestion which he had at the Beis Yosef, at the Beis Torah, as I said before, he wasn't sure. Maybe it's put the Chutzal Amos, because that's the tour of the Bachse. Maybe it's put the Chutzal Amos. Either Rosh said, Ivy, Chutz Dal Amos Ivy, but on the Divrei Torah part, the Rosh said, it is this Chutz. Why? Because if it's within Dal Amos, it's us even from a dead body that's buried. That's law of the Rosh. What the exodus is making over here for a body that hasn't been buried yet, it must be Chutz Dal Amos, but no doubt it's put everywhere. That's the way it's see through that they pass the Shulchan Aruch. Oh. The Bach says no. As the Shach quotes in the Bach, Habach Pasach, the Divrei Torah also appeal the Chutz Dal Amos. Okay, when we do the Alma and also the Tov Dal Amos, that's how we saw earlier. The Torah seems to say, Uvarav Shel Meis, Mutter Afilu B'Divrei Torah, Afilu B'Tov Dal Amos. You say, Uvarav Shel Meis, whatever it means, Hilchus has been. Well, some say it means that you quote what the man said. Someone says, that's true. Is anyone looking for that? That's what people say. The man, they say, he said, Rav Shalom. I don't know if that's really, there's any truth to that. It's real. So they say, Hilchus Hesped, Hilchus things, you quote him. Or, no. You ever go to a Hesped? Rashi, six Parsha says, and the Medrash says, he spent 5 minutes explaining Rashi. And then, and the Mela. That's how proper tzedek are given. That means Rav Shemesh. You can be Marach in the Drasha to get to just give Mishabek, and that's not a worldly term, but a Chazal term. You got to quote a Chazal. That's Rav Shemesh's Mutter, even within Dalet Amos. So writes the Bach, and cited by the Shach. He calls the Chenov, the Lingush, the Chodos, the Psukim, and to the top Dalet Amos, the Ames,
the Yotze, the Indian, Asha Magiyah, the Sapa Shnoch of Shomayz, the Etek Toroso, the Chassiduso, the Yotze, the Tova Shoyu Boatka. Good, right? Look at this next one. Because of a Mordechai, to call also Cheder Shomayz Munachbo, Choshiv Kital Amen. The Chen Posav Posav Abach. Whoa. The Bach of two things there, with a Chumash is beyond belief. The Bach said two things. One, he asked the tutorial in the first line, third line, meet the Alma's author with the Dalai Lama. And on top of it, through the Mordechai, when he interprets it, the whole bias, the whole cheder, is like Dalai Lama. According to the Bach, you go to a Levaya, and the aura is only in the front. You can't talk to him, but you can't say a word. It's silent. Mom. You can't say a word because you're over the Easter of merely the Alma, that Cheddar, just good like Dalai Lama. On the inside, there's no truth to this. Because that's not what the Pashas is not that way. Pashas is not that way. Because no one has ever said that the entire Cheddar is like Dalai Lama. No. What the Mordechai was saying, according to one Lashon, meaning the Alma is going to be also even Chutz of Dalai Lama. Not going to consider it as if it's Tov Dalai Lama. We don't pass like that Lashon. That's the second Lashon, which is the Mordechai's first Lashon, which we don't accept the Halakha. No one accepts that Lashon as the demon. The Kodesh should come out that meaning the Alma Chutz of Dalai Lama is certainly permissible against the Bach. I think that's the meaning of the Maisa. But the very Tov was the Tosha Tarash. I discovered the Tosha Tarash. The whole discussion what the Rosh meant in those words that Chutz Dalai Lama, I discovered the Tosha Rosh. I looked it up. Rosh Hashanah Gimel Amud Bein. He says there's no Easter of Lord LeRosh beyond Dalai Lama. If the Kash against the Beis Yosef in the Bach, why would they say it's also beyond Dalai Lama? I have no Lord LeRosh. And so there's no Kash at all. It says in the Gemara, Ein Omrim B'Fnei Amed Elad Rav Shomayz. And the Beis Yosef in the Bach took the word Ein Omrim, and they said it means Usher. The Torah said it's Usher. Yeah, the Rosh used the language in terms of the Rosh, Ein Oroi. It reminds us some of the fights we had in our other matters I won't go into right now, where Rabbanu called it Usher. But no, it's not really Usher, because you really shouldn't do it. And the Rav never said it was Usher. What do you mean? Ein Oroi. It was Rav Tversky, she says, and Ruch of Nochimena was Ena Roy, so you can use the word also there too. Come on, what's so bad? You shouldn't go against what the Maran Chazal, even it's not an absolute issue in the sense of eating trace. That was where the Kash even begins, Frank. That's what I thought. I saw the beer aloch of the Dibre Sokhum said a quarter of the tour, and the Lish Nakama, there is to remember. Lishna Kama says Mida the Alma is Musar, that's all we haven't printed, and Lishna Bas says it's also the Kolshka. So the result had a chenayrus in Gavard. He says what it really means is the Lishna Kama is talking about Kutz of Dalai Lama, and the Lishna Bas is talking within Dalai Lama. Give me a break! How's that possible? How could that be? The two Lishna one or the other, one talking Kutz of Dalai Lama, and one talking Tov Dalai Lama, and comes in as almost no Machlokes. The one that's Matner is talking Kutzdam. I can't believe it. But the truth is, on the Divrei Sofim exclusively. I can't put all the blame on him. Because it starts already in the Dark Emotion. Dark Emotion, Sif Cotton Hay, excuse me, in Sif Cotton Vogue. Oish. Now, the footnote is kind. Footnote comes from after the quoting, he says, Dvarav Sarachim, Ayin Shabbat Mordechai Bifim. It's kind, that's the thing. The Zer Kemoshi is such a Dvar Pele. The language, the order is mixed up, and it just doesn't fit in what we have in the Mordechai at all. We have the Mordechai, the order is reversed. The first lesson is Nachman, the Mordechai, the second lesson is Megil, right? He's passing the Chumra, that Mida the Alma is usher in the entire room, because there's no Shira Dalai Lama at all in Mida the Alma. That's all. And according to his Lishna Batra, Mida the Alma is most even within Dalai Lama. That's how we read the Mordechai.
But it's all against Dr. Moshe. I don't know. I can't really blame the Beis Tov so much. It's copying a little bit from the Dr. Moshe. Don't know how to answer the question. Interesting. The Beis Yosef of the quotes like this. What do you want to say? Ain't over with now made. Ella Dvarov show made. Okay? But the quant of the Rosh, what's the Yisr? The Yisr is the Chutz Dalam. Right? Rabotai, right? The Rosh is Chutz Dalam at Dairi. So beyond, right? Beyond all the Rosh. Is there any Rukum? When they give a head there of Dvarov show made, it's only Chutz Dalam. But Chutz Dalam is even Dvarov show made. So, before Shabbat Yosef, quoting from Rabbeinu Yerukum. Now, the Nebuka Yosef, and the first rank Baba Kama, you learn to see it, Baba Kama, quotes this from the Rosh, not surprising. I mean, he wrote from the Talmud of the Rosh. And he quotes the Ramah. The Ramah is Matir, and the Chain Noagu. What's the basis of the famous Gemara? The Kovat Oslo the Moso, Shoshiva Yeshiva Al Kivro. Famous Gemara. That means when it comes to Kovat Ameis, you'll not have saved the very Torah, Mamash on top of the Kever. Mamash on top of the Kever. And that's the meaning. If you look at the Shulchan Aruch, it says you Zion, Mutalam of Sukkim with Rosh of the Kovat Ameis, the Toch, Arba, Mosul, Lama Beis HaKvaris. The Dasa Rama. What about the Nebuka Yosef? That's the meaning. Now, I saw Rabbeinu, the Bialocha of the Dimitrov, Mr. Kashi, gets to Rabbeinu Yerukim. What? Because Nea Ameis means only Chutzal Dalet Ames, and not within Dalet Ames? I thought no Kasha. Because Dalet Ames already asked it from before, from Lord LaRosh. They know Kinami, the Gemara, when it says, but Nea Ameis means it's only beyond Dalet Ames. Because within Dalet Ames already asked it from a previous issue. I didn't think it was a big dochak at all. It's a dochak, so we don't be happy. The Mechaba, not the Pasuk in that way. Not the Pasuk in that way. Fine. And what's the nature's extra issue? As we saw the base of Yosef, Nira, Kibis Yashim, Bili Tapova. Why is that important? Because the Mechaber himself, in Simon Shin, Samach Zayin, Sif Gimel, give a quick look. Shin, Samach Zayin, Sif Gimel. The Mechaber says, in Shin, Samach Zayin, Sif Gimel. He talks about the Yahalas, the Mesa Kvaras, the Sof Dalet Ames, Shel Meis. Right? The Yikrabo, Yisbalo. You see that he does quote Dalet Ames. But back over here, he never quoted Dalet Ames. It's Siren Mechaber. So the answer to Mesa Ophim is no. The answer to Samach Zayin is a Chaver Kadisha taking care of the maid. Or is the talking at a time when you can't do anything with the maid. But then, quote Dalet Ames is Mutter. Because the Mesa Yosef Zorah of Nira, Mishyashim, and the Kovar does not apply. Here in Shindal and Mam, it's at a time when you're supposed to be taking care of the maid. What are you learning for? You have no business. Right? That's a good test. A very good test. And therefore, Sif Yudayim, back over here, we just saw, you can say Tillim, and all these things. I will now conclude with just the last two Sifim of the Mechaber Shin Dalet Mam, and the Mitzvah. Tomorrow, we'll start Shin Mam Hei about Mamad Atma Vadas. Some of the other halachas before we get to the Korean. I don't do all this tomorrow. We'll think. We'll do the best we can. What are your test? Maspidin, Tamidei Chachamim, when the show Seim, the Beis HaKnesset, the Beis HaMedrash, Avolo Shar Ha'om. What's the word? The word is a shul should not become a chapel. Everyone dies. We'll make a Leviathan shul. It'll be terrible. Should the shul become? But if you need a big crowd, and only shul has a big capacity, you're allowed to use a shul. It's not a special din because of the person who died is such a big tzaddik. No, the Gemara of Megillah. If the person could have been a mediocre, if he had a relative, a cousin, who was the Gadol Hador, was going to walk in. Can you imagine? You know, we have people who are Gadol gazers. So you imagine, you know, they had, you know, a big Gadol, and everybody said, if the Rebbe comes, there'll be 1,000 people attacked. Be the Rebbe. My cousin was a favorite. It's not a great person. There's a Megillah, you're not out of the shul. But just remember, having a big capacity, it's a missile, because you're not doing anything wrong. You don't want to make the shul into a chapel. Every day it'll be a Leviathan shul. That's the reason the passion. That's all Rabotai, but the mate, not a shul. It's Chof, says, Chof, the Aleph, the Gol,
Machnisin also the Beis HaMedrash Menichin Amitza the Rav Asher Yadorish the Sofs and also Shom based upon Shuvah Zagon the Chachmas Adam said they did it for the Gra. What are we adding with this Shuvah? They did it for the Gra. That's a terrible thing to do with everybody now. See, everyone's talking about the Gaon.
What?
He says, the Gaon, the Vilna Gaon, the Yachid, the Doro, the Dorosh, Arbe Dorosh, the Fano. That's why you take him into a Beis Medrash. Otherwise, he says, Gorman Ra, the Mace, will mitame in his Beis Knesset. What's the Pshat? He calls him Amshik, the Divisof. Such a Chacham Allah for Gaon. You bring him into the shul, it adds cover that Torah. You have to be super, super, super gone. Any less than that, it's not going to add, it's going to be a desire to the shul. And he quotes that the Divine Sofa will still not go out golden but will summon Marbite Torah, Tzadik Yochad, the Kiloto to bring him in. They bring me a rifle and hug him. I can tell you, shul, they bring every gvir to bring him to the shul. Terrible. I once had a rabbi, I spoke with him, I said, what are you doing? Oh, he's a Kavir, without him, the shul wouldn't have been built. What are you doing over here? And then everyone goes, it's terrible. It really should not be done. And I would say that the Chacham Adam should blow plug. Nobody should go to a shul. He didn't have Chacham Adam for God. So what do? Leave the iron outside. And then, they say, call him going also. And it's considered the fun of. But the fun of means he's 3 feet away, 30 feet away, what's the difference? It's still considered the fun of. He's doing right in front of the shul. That's what I think the proper thing to do in this case. We'll stop here. Tomorrow we'll have the last year. Two there by Simon, she's going to say this year.